Back now with Day to Day, I'm Alex Chadwick. Changes today at one of the world's largest pharmaceutical companies, Merck. It's been going through some troubles since it withdrew its best-selling arthritis drug, Vioxx, from the market last year. Today, it says its chief executive, Raymond Gilmartin, is leaving. Joining us now is Bob Moon, New York Bureau Chief for Marketplace. Bob, who is Merck choosing for a new leader?
Well, the man who will lead Merck through a very deep thicket of mounting lawsuits and falling revenues, if you will, is 59-year-old Richard Clark, who has come up through the ranks of the big drug maker over the past three decades. He told reporters today that he never expected he'd one day be running the company. Now, some analysts are not very happy with his selection because they say that Merck needed some fresh blood and that, if anything, this shows that the company had real trouble recruiting an outside CEO. He'll be replacing Ray Gilmartin. He was due to retire next March when he reached the age of 65. Instead, he will be stepping down now after serving 9 years as president and chief executive officer of Merck. The company says that it will continue to fight each and every one of the Vioxx lawsuits that have been filed against it.
Is Mr. Gilmartin's departure voluntary or he's pushed?
Well, I can let you hear for yourself what the company said about that today. Lawrence Bosetti is the former chief of Honeywell International. He led the hunt for a new CEO at Merck, and this is what he told reporters today.
Ray Gilmartin has served for 10 years. He's been a part of the process. He certainly has led the efforts in terms of the Vioxx issue with distinction, and so in no way did we push him out.
Now, Gilmartin himself says he will stay on at the company as a consultant, and this is what he had to say to reporters today.
I'm going to help in this process in any way I can as a special advisor to the board's executive committee. But I've long been on the record in public about the fact that a retired CEO should be available to help a new CEO when asked, but otherwise should clear the way for the new leader.
But a lot of pharmaceutical industry watchers had long expected that Mr. Gilmartin would be departing in the wake of this Vioxx crisis.
Where do things stand with the Vioxx thing, Bob?
Well, I can tell you that as of March 31st, the company had been named as a defendant in more than 2,300 product liability lawsuits from customers who allege that Vioxx caused heart attacks, strokes, kidney damage, and stomach bleeding, among other things. The irony about all this is that the Food and Drug Administration has said the drug can go back on sale. Today in the Marketplace Newsroom, we'll be looking at the 50th anniversary of marketing to children.
Thank you, Bob. Bob Moon of Public Radio's daily business show Marketplace, produced by American Public Media.